Chapter 73. Lyria. At last, she screams. I've lost sight of Victra in the tunnel. When her men's fortune finally turned, Harmony left them to die and made her escape through a side tunnel. Victra and I gave pursuit, but Victra's long legs outraced mine and left me behind. The gloom of the tunnel is nearly complete, but I can see my breath blooming in front of my face as I walk the steep path of a claw drill. I stop suddenly, hearing a whisper, and go very still. Long shadows ripple on the ceiling of the tunnel, not 20 paces overhead. So that's why she chose this tunnel. I take a step, and the shadows stop, watching me. There's gunshots ahead, past where the tunnel bends downward. I bolt, no time to see if the shadows are following. I scramble down the steep tunnel, sliding half the way in my haste, and find Victra crouched behind a rock. She darts to the next. A pulse blast turns the floor behind her molten. "You left your men to die," Victra says. She moves to the next boulder. 2 shots sizzle past her before she takes cover. "I'll find more," Harmony says from deeper in the tunnel, where it widens to form a chamber with slick, dark walls and no source of light but the acid green spasms of her firearm. She must be wearing optics to see down here. Wait, how can I see? The figures are murky, like shadows over ink, but I can make out Harmony as she peers down her rifle's sights. "You murdered your own people." Victra fakes a dodge to the next rock. Harmony sends a stream of shots along the path. Victra goes the other way, disappearing into a caved-in section of the tunnel. "You killed Ares." "Because he was one of you." Harmony shoots into the shadows. "Come out and fight me, bitch." I lie in the shadows and take careful aim with my pistol. "You killed Lyria's family." "Who cares?" Harmony sneers. She checks her rifle's ammunition gauge just as Victra swings down from above. Harmony pulls the trigger. Click. She exhales and then throws the gun at Victra and reaches for her boot knife. Victra catches the gun in one hand and smacks Harmony's hand. Harmony stumbles back, fingers broken. The knife clatters to the ground. She swings at Victra with her other hand. Victra punches the bald fist, shattering it. I tuck my pistol away and walk after them. "You killed her child," I say to Harmony. Victra cracks a flare and tosses it at Harmony's feet. She rips off Harmony's night optics. "She killed mine," she snarls, tracking my arrival with almost as much hate as she does Victra. "They rotted from a disease we cured 600 years ago. Why? For what?" she spits. "For this." As I watch her froth with hate, she isn't the monster I remember. The powerful force that ate up my brother and family out of this world. She's just a woman enraged. It makes her so small to me. I can barely understand it myself. I pity her smallness, but not enough to scourge the hate from me. I hear something behind her, a deep whispering. I edge forward as she glares out at the world. "You'll all burn," Harmony promises. "I've got a torch ship. Gave the order if I don't say otherwise. It'll lay into this mine with everything it's got. When it don't burn to cinders, it'll pinch in here under 200 meters of stone. You're trapped in here with me. But if I call in, we can play another day." Victra raises her razor. "I'll permit you what I permitted the poet. Choose your last words." I creep closer to the whispering. "I'm valuable to the Republic." "Nah." Victra is about to stab Harmony through the heart when I grasp Victra's thick wrist. She frowns at me. "Trust me. Not like this." I walk up to Harmony and rip a flare off her belt. Cracking it open, I throw it toward the whispering. In its light, I can see that not far from where she made her stand against Victra, the floor gives way. A narrow cleft of rock leads across a chasm, no doubt where Harmony was trying to lure Victra to her death. I kick the flare down the chasm as Victra drags Harmony forward. The flare lands amongst a pool of pit vipers gathered near the heat of a hot spring. Warm, clammy air oozes up. I turn to Harmony and see her looking down, childish with fear. She thought they were her salvation. "Those are adults," I tell her. "They won't kill you. They'll give you enough poison to paralyze you, and then they'll burrow their eggs inside. Few days' time, you'll be gobbled up from inside out." "Poetry in motion. Bye, bitch," Victra says, then grabs Harmony's belt and collar and hurls her into the pit. Harmony's arms windmill as she falls amongst the pit vipers. A nasty bitch thicker than both my thighs claims her first, striking before she even lands. The fangs make a meaty punching sound as they enter. Harmony grabs another knife from her waist, but the pit viper is already coiling around her arms and legs, immobilizing her with soft, rustling sounds as it burrows its head into her lower stomach to implant its eggs out the womb sac in its neck. Harmony's mouth opens in silent pain. Then, at last, she screams. I've never heard anything like it. Not when I look at her, not when I reach the end of the tunnel with Victra and hear her pain echoing after us. It is the scream of a woman who lost everything far too long ago. Victra and I hear it, but we do not turn back. Harmony lived on pain. She'll get it to the end. I don't miss the lesson. The slaves have left the Red Hand soldiers dying on the ground in their quest for the surface. We find them gathered with nearly 100 Red Hand prisoners in the centre of the common. Volga is giving orders to a group of bloody men and women, telling them to search for an exit. 6 are obsidian, the rest red with crooked gamma sigils branded onto their foreheads. I thought I was numb until I see my girls have come out of hiding. Lion sits with freckles on the far wall. The older girl is crying and holding on to Lion. Lion squirms to escape and waves to me, her pistol tight in her hand. Some of the other girls kick downed handmen. More women descend from the township. Many those who are already dwelling here. The wives. Some of the slaves watch warily as the wives pick up rifles, only to point them at other wives and push them in with the men. Some throw stones at their tormentors, or pull their hair or try to brain them with rocks, shrieking with a rage beyond words. It isn't my place to stop them. "Door out is shut," Victra says. Volga wheels from her planning to find us coming toward her. She looks like hell, but drops her pulse rifle to wrap me in a hug. She spares a nod for Victra. "How did you..." Volga begins. "Later," Victra snaps. She picks a piece of metal out of her bare foot. "Harmony's dealt with, but she said they have a torch ship. If that's true, we have a problem." "We do have a problem. While Victra may have sealed the doors, the camp outside the mine's entrance is evacuating in clumsy fashion. Soon we see why. Via the cameras outside the mine, we watch the highland trees shiver as something rises out of sight. Soon a shadow stretches across them as a metal ship, maybe 600 metres long, rises from the sea. The chair creaks as Victra leans back. "Well, girls, it was a nice run." "Lyria says she got the signal out," Volga says. "Scopes are clear," Victra says. "No one listened." She taps the instruments. "Who'd you call, anyway?" A dot appears on the scanner. Victor frowns and leans forward. I swallow as more dots appear. Mars, I whisper.